Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
We are the DeMarie Group. I'm Grace.
I'm Deanna.
And we are here to tell you about the greatness of the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
It is an amazing podcast where Antonio interviews famous millionaires from around the world.
He also interviews famous billionaires as well, and it's very informative, very engaging. He always keeps you entertained and on the edge of your seat. He talks about anything from CBD to quantum physics to the law of attraction.
That's me.
And so you want to make sure that you tune in and listen to this podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Tell them how they can check it out.
You can go to any of your favorite web browsers, type in Secret to Success and Antonio T. Smith, Jr., and it will come up for your listening pleasure.
Check it out. Secret to Success by me.
Disclaimer for most of you, I am going to rub against what you have been taught. And I apologize in advance, but I won't do it, you know, harshly, but this is going to be a new way of thinking that is an old way that has been around forever. Okay? The power of thought. Everything in this world is energy. That's all it is. Match the frequency of the reality that you want and make that thing a reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Okay? The rest of this phone call would be a physics phone call that would be completely centralized to layman's terms. Okay? And everybody's going to understand it. Everything in this world is energy. Everything in this world is energy. Match the frequency of what you want. You cannot help but get that reality. Match the frequency of what you want, You cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is not preaching. This is not prosperity. This is not, well, it is metaphysics, but this is far more than metaphysics. This is quantum physics. Energy is everything. There's a lot of ways to talk about this. You have the universe at large. Inside of our universe, you have the galaxy. Inside the galaxy, you have our solar system. Inside our solar system, you have our planet. Inside our planet, you have you. Inside of you, you have your organs. Inside, or your organ systems. Inside your organ systems, you have your organs. Inside your organs, you have tissue. Inside your tissue, you have cells. Inside your cells, you have atoms. And inside your atoms, there is energy. That is it. Period. That is it. Google this. Do whatever you have to do. I'll do it again. Galaxy, world, earth, you, organs, organ systems, organs, tissue, cells, atoms, boom, energy. 90% of every atom on planet Earth is filled with what we used to think was empty space, but it is energy. Does that make sense? Let me give you a few scientific quotes. Nikola Tesla. Sounds familiar? Okay, he's a super genius guy. Thomas Edison kind of took a lot of credit for a lot of his stuff. We'll leave that alone. However, he was a super genius guy that invented electric cars before there were. Right? And of course, patent laws stopped his head. He says this here. True quote. If you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. If you want to know the secrets of this universe, think of energy, secrets, energy, frequency, and vibration. Okay? Studies have shown that the most positive emotions, the most positive, people with positive emotions operating from a peaceful place experience a different life than people operating from a stressful place. This is why you can have two twins raised by two parents in the same one household, and they grow up very different from life. One is successful, one is a drug addict. Because of frame of reference, seeing the same events, but your perception and your vibration made you interpret them differently. See, I got you. Okay? Right? You understand? Now, what does all this mean? This means that the most powerful thing you've ever had in your life, the most powerful force on planet Earth, the most powerful form of energy on planet Earth is thought. Period. That's not going anywhere. And you should write that down. The most powerful thing on planet Earth, the most powerful form of energy, the thing that moves mountains is thought. Now, during this phone call, and I'm going to bounce back and forth between physics and religion. I'm going to do it on purpose. I want to show you a common thread between the two, not to disprove religion, and most certainly not to disprove other way around, not to disprove science, and most certainly not to disprove religion, but I want to show you that if you are religious, you serve one God that owns science. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. We name it some stuff, but he invented it. Okay, make sense? The most powerful thing you ever had in your entire life is a thought. Let's go for it. If you're Christian, one of my favorite books in the world, says, listen, you can tell this mountain, I think you should be cast up into the sea. And you can look at this fig tree and say, you know what, I think you should be withered away. You can literally think whatever you want. Ask it. Believe and receive. As a matter of fact, I'll give you all that you can ask or think for. You know what? If you have a desire, if you have a thought in your heart, I will give it to you. It doesn't matter how you look at it, how you shape it, how you slice it. What you need to understand is whether you're praying or whether you're thinking, it is a thought. And most of you are thinking from places of desperation. Let's talk. See, the problem is, you have come to this phone call, and you spent all day long in a state of stress. I mean, completely. I mean, you're just totally stressed out. And then you prayed, but you did not pray in a position of belief. You pray in a position of desperation. And so you're not vibrating as, this is what I deserve. This is who I am. This is already mine. You're praying or vibrating at the frequency of, please give it to me. I doubt it's going to happen, but please, I don't know what else to do. And you cannot win at life from a place of desperation. This is important to understand. You, if you think desperation, you will get desperation. If you think get out of debt, you will continue to get more debt. I'm trying to help somebody today. If you think you have relationship problems, you will continue to get more relationship problems. Let me practically work that out for you. I think that you're doing me wrong. What do to someone that you think is doing you wrong? You think to correct them. And then you think to make them hurt as much as they hurt you. And all those thoughts are coming back to you in great multiplication. And you don't get a fixed relationship. You get more of what you thought of. Some of you right now, you're thinking, I can't. You're thinking, I will not. You're thinking, I want $1 million. And as soon as you say it, you go, that's not going to happen. You're thinking, I want a man, but I'm not cute enough. Some of you literally have goals that you think serve you, but they're goals that have been thought of and lack. You're saying to yourself, I'm going to go back to school one day. That is not a goal of someone who thinks prosperity. That is a goal of someone who says, one day when things work out for me, I'm going to go back to school. Listen to that for a second. One day when things work out for me, no. Things will work out for you because you will work out for you. The power of thought. You are not a slave to your external circumstances. Your external circumstances are a slave to your thoughts. You need to write this down. You are not a slave to your external circumstances. Your external circumstances are a slave to your thoughts. Now write all, or listen to this at least. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes a destiny. I'll say it again. All right, here we go. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Now think about this for a second. All of that came from a thought. Your destiny is coming from your thoughts. Your habits are ingrained and stem from your thoughts. The people you hang around come from your thoughts. The amount of money you have in your pocket and or bank account come from your thoughts. Money will treat you how you think of it. Money will treat you how you think of it. Hashtag plant better. If you think money is always running out, your money will always run out. If you think you gotta work for money, you will always have to work for money. Please know that everybody isn't working for money. Yes. Everybody's not working for money. I don't work for money at all. And there are those greater than me. There are people who made $5 million a day and didn't work a lick. Not the way you think work is. Watch your words. Your words eventually become all the way down and become habits. Your habits all the way down and become your destiny. Let me read this quote to you from 1903 from Wallace D. Wattles. He wrote a book, and his book was The Science of Becoming Rich. And a central part of the book was thinking regardless of circumstance. To think what you want to think is to think regardless of appearances. To think according to appearances is easy. To think truth regardless of appearances is hard. Let me break that down. Everybody's thinking, and everybody sees some things and then starts thinking. That's easy. What is hard is to see life not working out for you and then look past that and see where you're going. I feel like preaching right about now. Here's what I need you to understand. Your life is the byproduct of your thoughts. And if you keep thinking about how bad your life is, not only are you correct, but it's your fault that it's bad. Because you cannot have a life until your mind enters into this reality. Your reality cannot exist apart from your thoughts. Quantum physics. This is the wacky world of quantum physics. I tell my leaders this all the time. Quantum physics says that the Indians that were in North America, well, it wasn't North America, it was in a land that is now called North America, never saw Christopher Columbus' boat come ashore. Never. You see, the Indians, or Native Americans, the people who were indigenous to this land, I'm going to be respectful for everybody, they never saw a boat before. So it was impossible for them to see the boat coming over the water. Keep following. I got you. They saw the ripples in the waves, but since they never saw a boat, they couldn't see it. It wasn't until the boat landed ashore and people got out of the boat, because they had a form for people, then the boat appeared. That sounds wacky, doesn't it? Let me prove it to you in 21st century talk. Your mama bought a brand new car. You never saw that car before in your whole life. But the moment she drove up to the house and said, look at my new car, baby. You got a car. Literally, for the rest of the week, and as long as she had that car, you saw 50 of those cars driving by, and you looked at the license plate. You didn't remember the whole number, but you remembered the first three. And you know she put the little pink thing around her license plate. Or she had the little, whatever she, the black ice scent. I'm actually talking about real folk right now. You know, the potpourri thing. And she had the plastic kind of covered it because she wanted it to last about 6 weeks. You understand what I'm talking about. And you went, oh, that's not my mama car. That's not my mama car. And you saw it every block you turned. Guess what? Your mama didn't buy the first car off the line. And that car had always been there. You didn't have a form for it. So you literally walk by your mother's car. And including the pulpit, says turn your Bibles to. But you don't believe when you walk out. You believe that your God can split water, but you don't believe he can split your credit card bill. Come on, be honest. How many of you are dodging phone numbers right now because you owe people money? We got a whole room of hands right now. Okay? But when you declare, I don't have, well, guess what? You don't have. See, go ahead. Ask loud.
It is saying I don't have and I'm currently not in possession of the same thing. Is that like when you're speaking?
There's nuances there. Depends. So, no, that's not the same thing. To say I'm currently not in possession of could be prosperity. Could be a form of affirmation that is better on the surface than saying I don't have. Because if you're saying I'm currently in possession of, then it gives your brain an opportunity to figure out how to be in possession of. Here's the problem, though, why I didn't fully say yes. The problem is that you can say these words all you want to, but if you don't feel like you can get it, you're just talking. Listen, affirmations are wonderful. I have no problem with them. They work. Bible's full of affirmational type things. The whole Beatitudes is a long affirmation written in red. Blessed are those who, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Here's what you need to understand. You can say positive things all you want to, but if you're not positive on the inside of your mind, you're just wasting oxygen. Because your thoughts will always override your words. If you don't believe that, that's fine. Let me tell you, I'm sorry and I don't mean it. You're not going to hear my words. You're going to feel my vibe. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, at no point will you accept that apology. Mm-hmm. Now, but I said the right words. When it don't tell me energy doesn't exist. Because if you felt my energy on that false apology, imagine how much false stuff you send it up to your God that he can also interpret. Or you're not religious. How much false stuff you're putting out to the universe. But the universe is, listen, you're only going to get who you are. I love to say this. I say this all the time. In life, you don't get what you want. You get who you are. Here's what I mean. In life, you will never get your level of intelligence. You will always get your level of awareness. Do you know how many school teachers are living a wonderful life? And the government underpays them? How many administrative professionals have investment accounts? How many janitors are actually on their way to being millionaires? Because your level of awareness is what will help you, not just your level of intelligence. Great example I love to say, one day I'm going to meet him, he's going to fight me. Floyd Mayweather. You're not looking forward to the next SAT study manual from Floyd Mayweather. Does this make sense? But guess what? His level of awareness is so high, he can orchestrate $500 million deals. He is a great example of having a high level of awareness and an average level of intelligence. If that don't make sense to you, C students run the world. A students are in the lab somewhere. In fact, I'll prove that to you. Do a Google search or just think about all the valedictorians you know. Think about all those people that you've learned, that you've known over the years who are super smart. But they're not running companies. They're not running for political offices. Because intelligent people don't actually put in work. They work to study, but their intelligence is so high, they take a little risk. But C students are brave, and those who take great risks get great rewards. Now listen, you can say whatever you want to, but a C student has a whole lot of confidence. I'll make this make even more sense to you. Let me show you the power of thought. I'm a young man in America. If you're looking at me, I'm obviously not a white man. If you're over the phone, let me break your bubble if you couldn't tell by the tone of my voice or the dialect of my voice. I'm a black man. Is that a surprise to anybody? Mm-mm. Okay, so let me help you out here just for a second. Okay? Check this out. I walk into many meetings with people who are far greater than me. And I'm always accepted. I'm always liked or loved or something, not because I'm a dude or whatever, because my thought process says I belong here. Can I tell you why I belong in a room full of millionaires and billionaires? Do you know what it took for me to get here? Like, let's break down the power of thought for a second. Was born in 1981. They pushed crack cocaine through the neighborhoods by 1984. My parents got caught up by 1985. They gave me up by 1986. I was homeless by 1986. And I've seen rape, molestation, murder, you name it. I've been to jail. I've been through hell. It literally is an amazing story that I'm even alive today. So when I show up as a 30 plus man in a room, you got here easy. I went through hell to get here. I belong.
With limited experience, it's hard to stand out when you're looking for a job. Furthermore, who decided an entry-level job can require 3 to 5 years of experience? You want to get noticed for what really matters most, your brain power. JobFlare lets you do just that. JobFlare is a free app that allows you to show off your brain power to companies with 6 90-second brain games. These games highlight your cognitive aptitude, the number one predictor of job success, to help you stand out from the crowd and get hired. You can also explore companies and learn about their culture, benefits, and job openings so you can find your perfect fit. JobFlare's games were developed by leading psychometricians and have been scientifically validated to measure cognitive aptitude, which is a proven predictor of job performance. With JobFlare, you'll signal to companies that you're a great contender for the job. I personally enjoy the Robot Inspector and Words of a Feather. Robot Inspector lets me know that I pay more attention to details than I thought, and Words of a Feather has shown me just how many words I do understand. JobFlare is available free on the App Store and Google Play. Play games. Get hired. Visit jobflare.com/success. That's JOBFLARE.com/success. And download the app today.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So you cannot deny me because of my thoughts. That's not arrogance. That's me pushing out there, hey, whoever you are, we gonna fight for these goals. Because I'm not losing. Does this make sense? Imagine if you attack life like that. You got a question? Go ahead.
For the church folk, can you clarify that you don't have to speak it into existence, but you can think it into existence?
Yeah, sure. It's one of the two, right? You can do both. Okay, so I'm not sure how they're asking, but I'll answer both sides, okay? So church folk says, you know, there's power of life and death in the tongue. You can think some bad things. In most cases, okay, now we're not talking about a habitual habit of thinking. Okay? That's a different story. We're not talking about I have a terrible habit of always having low self-esteem. I have a terrible habit of thinking no one loves me or thinking I'm always broke. That's a habit. And you don't have to think habits. I mean, you don't have to speak habits to get that. If you're constantly thinking a way about yourself, you'll always get that. Okay? Does that make sense? Don't worry about that, right? Does that make sense? Okay, now check this out. If you're going after something, and you have a mindset, a thought mindset, and you don't speak that bad thought you have, you don't plant that seed. Does that make sense? If you want prosperity or whatever it is that you have, if you're thinking, oh man, this isn't going to work, you can hold that to your thoughts. Say, hey, thank you for sharing. Get back there. I ain't got nothing to do with you. And you never plant the death that comes out of your mouth. You never say, ooh, I'm getting sick, child. Ooh, you know what? This isn't going to work. That's for sure. Every word like that is a creation of a reality that you don't want. Make sense? So in one respect, if it's not a habit of thinking, does that make sense? If it's not something you think all the time, then you think a bad thought. Your thoughts aren't you. Your dominant thoughts are you. You can squash that thought, never speak it, you never plant that seed. That's how gracious God is. So that's a religious prayer. Does that make sense? Now, on the flip side, if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, you cannot have a positive life with a negative mind. Make sense? All right, I think Joel Olson actually said that first. Okay, so let me know if I got something else. By surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people, you can change your whole life. There is something powerful about surrounding yourself with other powerful people. Even if you are not powerful right now, even if the person you're surrounding yourself is not powerful right now, if both of you think, I want this, you will go there together as battle buddies. Term we use in the military. It's just like losing weight. It's a lot easier to work out with a workout buddy. Right? Make sense?
Yes.
You lose weight together because you have an accountability partner. And some of you need a positive accountability partner because you're negative. Go ahead.
You just.
Okay. Some of you need an accountability partner because you're negative. Here's what that looks like. And I don't know why he keep doing me like, oh, don't worry about him. Stay focused on what you want. Make sense? Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep, don't worry about that. Don't speak that. Don't you remember what pastors say? Or whatever, right? I don't know your circles, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, so three-step process. Some of you know it as ask, believe, and receive. I'll say it in a different way. New age thinking way, so you don't reject it. Some of you are going to reject, ask, believe, and receive. Here is the science way. Think of it and visualize it. Whatever you want. This is physics. It's called the visualization process. You don't get to deny this. Think of it and visualize it. That's step number one. Step number two, feel it by sending out the correct vibrational frequency. Feel it. Feel it. Number three, expect it to come. Period. Some of you wake up every morning expecting a bad day, and that's exactly what you get. I'll say it a different way. Some of you literally have oh my God, I'm having such a good time at work with my work husband, with my work wife. We're just going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as you get, give me some keys. Hand me the keys real quick. As soon as you get to your front door, and you do this, your whole mood change. You go, how she going to mess up my day now? And then you walk in your house to a messed up day. Does that make sense? Because you expected it. What's the difference between you having a good time outside and having a good time inside? Your thoughts. Outside, you just knew you was gonna have a good time. Inside, this blankety blank here. You understand, right? Now, I'll prove it to you. But on your birthday, you're not gonna let him or her bother you at all. How many of you wake up on your birthday and go, you know what, I'm gonna have a terrible day today? No, nobody. You wake up on your birthday and you go, nothing's gonna bother me today. And everybody, if I see you, you owe me a gift or some money. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, around my circle, we act like every day is our birthday. Listen, why would you spend 364 days not expecting somebody to hand you some money? Why would you spend 364 days not expecting someone to hand you a compliment? Why? One day? Is one day truly your worth? Then you fool around and have a leap year and then do 365 days and get a whole extra day to be depressed. No, it makes no sense. It's your thoughts. Your thoughts are hurting you. The power of thought is relevant. It's real. It is consistent. It's facts. Okay? In 1994, write this down. Dr. Masaru Emoto, Masaru Emoto, Emoto. This is the honest to God truth. In 1994, I think he's Chinese. Dr. Masaru Emoto literally froze water. And on the water, he wrote different words. On some of the water bottles, he wrote a water glass, what do you call it? A cup of frozen water. He wrote, I love you. On some of them, he wrote, I hate you. He wrote, fear. He wrote different words. Because he did a science experiment. And you can Google this. This is a fact. This is a fact. This literally happened in 1994. And what happened was the water responded to the words that were written down. Google this. You can Google this right now. I am not joking. I watch a movie on this 3 times a year. In fact, I'll tell you the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, and I got the book as well. I am not kidding. This is an actual fact. Dr. Masaru Emoto. Do you have it pulled up? Okay. You pull it up now and then put it in front of the camera so they can see it. Or post a link on there. Post a link or something. I am not lying about this story. Dr. Masaru Emoto. The water responded to the words that were written down. With all the painful words, the water looked real violent. Because, you know, it crystal-like snowflakes. And it looked differently. The words that had happy were nice and pretty, constrained, nice, simple patterns. And he proved that in words, there are energy, even if you're just water. Now, what was significant about... Are you putting that link on there?
I'm pulling up here.
Okay, 1994, Dr. Masaru Emoto. You'll find it. Okay, check this out. Here's what we discovered with that. Well, hold on. Don't. You can get it. Check this out. Here's what he discovered. Water was affected by words. What's significant about that? You're 70% water. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so, and this is the sign. Now we're in biology, right? pH balance is what you would call it. Homeostasis, right? Okay, you can literally have people in your life, make your body be at an acidic level to where you're susceptible to diseases. The people in your life can mess up with so much negativity, they literally mess up your body to where you're more acidic. Like pH has, zero is good, right? And it's a little backwards. The higher it is bad. The lower it is good. That might be backwards. Either way, acidic is acid. Some of the people in your life make your body become acidic. And you literally can't fight diseases because of the person outside of you. That's biology. Go ahead.
So, they can actually, so when someone speaks words to you, that can affect you based upon what you're saying happening with the water.
Let's answer this question. Have you ever been in a bad relationship and every day they had something bad to say to you? How much weight did you gain? How many days did you have a headache that the doctors could not explain? Seriously, the people in your life are just as destructive to you as the food you put in your body. Because their thoughts are now penetrating your body. And the thoughts become words. And the words affect your thoughts. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so if words written down on a glass jar made water feel bad, why do you think your Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue? Listen, nobody's saying nothing different. I told you I'm going to jump back and forth. What you need to understand is that there's power in thoughts. There is absolute power in thoughts. And not only is there power in thoughts, but so is a man thinketh. So is he. So what's the point of all this? The point of all this is very simple. Super, duper, duper simple. You have thought your way to where you are. Cut that off. You have thought your way to where you are. Listen to me. I need you to understand what I'm getting ready to say. Your life is accumulation of your thoughts. Your harvest is by the result of your seeds. You have never gone to a place in life that your brain has not taken you first. Your feet have never followed your body into a place that your brain did not take it first. Ever. Your entire life, and I say this with respect, is your fault. If you've done well, that's your fault. Good job. But if you don't have what you want, that's your fault. But you can do better. This isn't rocket science. This is your life. You were put here to be great. That is not an option. That's you being great is not a privilege. That is your responsibility. Period. You being great is not something you have to get permission to do. And if the people around you don't want to let you be great, notify them that you're going to be, that you are great. And move and find you a new circle. The people in your life can be destructive. But you have been destructive or productive to your own life. Your life is a physical manifestation of your inner thoughts. If you held it up here, you ended up holding it right here. Every single combination and thing in this world is from the combination of energetic vibrations. here's how you can explain that. I just cut the air conditioner off. So in a little bit, it's going to warm up. Because the atoms, which are molecules in the air, are going to start vibrating at a faster rate. You see, whether it's hot or cold, that's always subjective. What is science is the temperature. The temperature is a barometric evaluation of how fast the molecules are vibrating in the air. The faster they vibrate, the hotter it becomes. The slower they vibrate, the cooler it becomes. So don't tell me that things are not energy. That's science. And you control science every time you change your thermostat. I need you to pay attention to this. Let me tell you how powerful you are. You literally go in your house and say, I don't want this science to work out for me this way. And you change it. Well, let me be your liberator on the day. You can do the same thing up here. I don't want this science to work out this way. Let me change it. I don't like the body that I'm in. Let me change it. I don't like the relationship that I'm in. Let me change it. Listen, if you live in a body that you're embarrassed of, that is a thought that you've allowed yourself to both manifest and allow. If you're in an abusive relationship, that is a thought that you've allowed yourself to both manifest and to allow to keep continuing. If you're in a financial situation that no longer serves you, that is a thought that you've allowed to manifest. And that you have allowed to keep going forward. It's not your job to think that you are limited. It is your job to know that you are unlimited. Period. Neither me, if you're Christian, or your Bible are saying anything different. There's nothing different. You've just been conditioned to hear it a certain way. But the truth is, I mean, look around you. The phone you're watching me on, or the phone you're listening to me on, was invented by nobody smarter than you. This is what made me unlock my brain and conquer things that people wish they would have ever accomplished. One day, long ago, 10 years ago, I realized I'm just as smart as everybody around me. Listen, the person who invented your chair is no smarter than you. The person who invented your phone is no smarter than you. You are genius. Source unlimited. Genius in physical flesh. This whole world has been constructed with rules by people who are no smarter or greater than you. If they were smarter and greater than you, in fact, let me help you out. Paul has an argument for this. Do I still got some Christian folk on? Okay. Let me help you out. Apostle Paul has an argument for you. It's found in Romans chapter 5. Verse 12 through 22. The book says, hey, listen, there was a guy. He was like, you know, pretty good guy. He was perfect. He was literally, quote, type of Christ. And then there was another guy who literally was the Christ. One guy brought death into this world. One guy brought life into this world. And guess what? You are going to have some death upon you. And if you think you are better than me, you're not. If you think the people you look up to were great, they're not. Here's what he says. I'll prove it to you. They've all died. Let's bring that to our conversation. The people who you think are smarter than you, they're going to die. So they're not better than you. The people you've allowed to bully you into low self-esteem, they're going to die. They are not better than you. They're only invincible in your head. Your thoughts have let them control you. Your thoughts have let people make you think you are not intelligent. But guess what? I'm doing this phone call. I do pretty well. I'm going to die. Excuse me the colloquialism, but that's where it is. I will not live forever, which means I'm not better than you. I will die just like they all die before me. But I'll be damned if I sit up here and die without living. Now, I can assure you without a doubt that you will never catch me living a single day dead while still living. Some of you, my heart goes out to you because you make me mourn you and you're still alive. Your thoughts have killed you at 26. You're 46 now. And you ain't lived in 20 years. And it's not okay. That's not a life that is worthy of you. You have low self-esteem and you keep giving birth to children and giving them your level of self-esteem. That's not okay. That is not okay. And guess what? You're better than that. That is not even who you are. That's not who you are. You have the brains. You have the talents. You just don't have the discipline of a winner. That is all. And discipline is something that you can learn. Both me and both Paul are telling you, you're going to die. This bottle that wasn't on camera until I just put it here. Somebody made this. Somebody died. I got these iPhone headphones in my ear. Somebody made this. Somebody died. You know, nobody's better than you. Here's the rub. People just know how to make their thoughts become a fist. You see, is this wall on camera?
Yes.
Okay. Here is how you all work. This is you. This is you. This is your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Everywhere. Have you ever tried to punch a hole into a wall with an open hand? Not only will you burn all your fingers, but you'll fool around and crack them too. Mm-hmm. But if you make a fist and you punch a wall, that's all five thoughts operating as one. You can literally destroy a life, a wall, a punching bag, when you have everything in you operating in one direction. But somebody done told you to think of five backup plans. And the power of thought is keeping your energy in five different places. You putting 20% in everything you do, trying to be 100% successful. It's just math and science. Your thoughts become things. And I want everybody to listen to me. Look at the things in your life. You'll see the quality of your thoughts. Not just the material, but the relationships. Did you know that most people die? Most heart attacks happen Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Because those people don't want to go to work. I mean, some of you wake up pissed off. Gotta go back to this job. You understand what I'm saying? We've all been there. Hate the car, hate the road, hate the city we live in, and hate the people we work with. But you want to be successful. You can't hate your life and love your destiny. You will never hate your way to success. Unless you're going to politics. Right, they talk about it. All you got to do in politics is just literally have some hot one-liners. Throw some zingers out there. And if something come up you disagree with. That's it. Politics is like battle rap these days. You know, yeah. just be quick on your feet and make people laugh and you're going to get elected. But other than that, your thoughts. That's all we got. We have nothing else. There is no difference. There is no difference between me and you. This is nothing. I'll prove it. The laws of physics do not behave differently because I'm Antonio T. Smith Jr. Because Beyonce is Beyonce. Gravity. Beyonce, we're not even going to mess with you today. The laws of physics do not care about Beyonce being Beyonce. But she in her mind says, whole world is mine. People should be my fans. And that's what happened. Period. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. This entire phone call was a thought. Nearly 100 some episodes, a thought. Anything of ATS is a thought. Those are my freaking initials. That's it. Every dollar I pay out is not only a thought from here, but a thought from the people who made the money system, which I won't even get into that, because that'll be a whole different phone call. Thoughts. Listen, the last 3 minutes. Just look at your life. Just look at your life. Look at your hands, your nails, the fake nails. Look at the hair on your knuckles. Oh, man. Look at your car. Is the engine light on? Guess what? That's your thoughts. If your engine light is on, it's been on for a year. You somebody that think I can have stuff and it can't be good enough not to have problems. You got an AC in your car? You somebody that think I can have stuff but I can never be comfortable in it. I don't deserve to be comfortable. Think about it. Is your house big enough to hold your family? You somebody that think we'll just stay here because if we move, we won't deserve it. Your life is the sum total of your thoughts. That'll never change. It'll never go anywhere else. You don't ever get to complain about your harvest when you're the only one planting seeds. I've never walked into your life, snatch seeds out your hand and said, plant these. There are people who can plant on your behalf, but you, with your thoughts, have allowed them to come in. And most people will never plant things worthy of you. So I want to encourage you. Thought is real. And the hardest people I coach, people who come from the church. Not because they love the Lord. That makes it easy. Because they have a certain way of thinking that has accidentally let them have poverty. Yes! Things or an entity or God outside of you will take care of you. But yes, you have the power to change your life. Because if you don't change your life, you give your kids permission to live the life you can't stand yourself. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. This has been Powerful Thoughts. I cannot tell you what to do with your life, but I can tell you, if you plant better seeds, you will plant a better life. Thank you for coming out. Bless you. And good night.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation. But you're still in a thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment. When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to.
But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.